This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're getting into a little bit of money discussion with the return of the Zimbabwe dollar. Yes, that's right. The very same Zimbabwean government that, you know, maybe the deck chairs have changed out a little bit. Maybe it's not the exact same people involved. Honestly, I don't pay close attention to those matters. I can barely tell you who's involved in the U.S. government, let alone the Zimbabwean one. But they're bringing back the Zimbabwe dollar after ridiculous hyperinflation in the last decade. They waited 10 years, basically, and now they're bringing it back. We're going to tell you more about that on the way here. It's Ian Johnson and Silver Dave. Silver Dave, you were talking about banking in the old days where people would bring in like silver, pieces of silver, pieces of gold, and put it in a vault at an institution.
So just to kind of go over what I would call the greatest scam in the history of human civilization, and that is how governments and global banking structures got people to give up their life energy, their belongings, and their possessions for pieces of paper with numbers printed on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so people were having gold and silver, and they were trading it in the marketplace for things. And you know, they discovered that they wanted security, and so people had vaults. They would rent out vault space to these people,
right,
which became known as banks. And so these banks would...
Well, warehouse receipts are a lot less cumbersome. If you're going to carry around a bunch of warehouse receipts, it weighs less than a bunch of gold.
So people would deposit in grams or whatever weight of gold and silver in the bank. The bank would give them a warehouse receipt for, you know, whatever grams of silver or gold.
And these were tradable.
And people would go to the marketplace and they would trade instead of going to the bank, taking their gold out and trading that. They would just trade the warehouse receipt itself, which was redeemable for a certain amount of gold and silver.
As long as it's not counterfeit.
But the problem became also that there was different denominations of things and different sizes of things. So they sort of uniformed it. And in the United States, they came up with a dollar, a silver dollar, which was 0.74 troy ounces of silver contained in a coin, which also had 10% of copper and or nickel.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the certificate or the bank warehouse receipt would then be for a silver dollar. Then, of course, in 1933, the possession of gold coinage was outlawed with the Emergency Banking Act and slowly dissolved away, where in 1964 was the last year that silver coins were minted. And from then on...
That's right. And they took the dollar backing away from the actual paper dollars.
And they took the dollar backing away.
Wasn't that in the 30s when they pulled that?
Well, so there were many steps to how they did it one step at a time, and it started actually in 1911.
It's insidious. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
This is a nasty plot.
But in 1964, they stopped making coins, U.S. coins, in silver, and in 1968, they stopped accepting silver certificates redeemable for silver.
Yeah, you can no longer redeem it. If you have a silver certificate from way, way back, from like 1932 or whatever, then you cannot take that into the Federal Reserve. They will laugh you out of the front entrance.
Yeah. So in a nutshell, they basically just said, look, we're keeping your silver and gold.
Uh-huh.
You can just trade these pieces of paper with numbers drawn on.
Yep.
And Zimbabwe is a great example, but the whole
world... And the value
world
of the dollar, the U.S. dollar, has been falling since that time.
Exactly.
It's fallen quite a bit in the last 100 years, for instance, even since before they took away the backing, but it fell even worse after that.
That's right, because in the 1960s, you could buy a gallon of gas for 10 cents. Now, today, a gallon of gas, a silver dime from 1964 is worth about $1.50, which is not too far off from the price of a gallon of gas. So versus what does 10 cents buy you?
Nothing.
So you can see how much inflation has happened with the dollar.
And that's just the U.S. dollar, where there's the whole world currency thing where it's pretty accepted worldwide. The bankers haven't gone insane with the printing presses yet, like they did in Zimbabwe. There's a little bit of history here from Bloomberg.com. In 2008, the catastrophe began after Robert Mugabe, the president there at the time, began backing the seizure of white-owned commercial farms around the turn of the century. The farm's new owners failed to produce, exports plummeted, and the national currency rapidly lost its value. Then, the central bank turned on the printing presses in a bid to meet the government's running costs. Within 8 years, inflation reached 500 billion percent.
So if this is a case for alternate currencies right now, I mean, this really is it. A lot of people are getting into things like silver or Bitcoin,
yeah,
and different alternate currencies. This might be a reason why it's worth looking into that, because the U.S. dollar has actually outlasted the typical lifespan of any fiat currency.
Yeah,
and a fiat currency is something that's not backed by anything except government's promises. And so, like, the U.S. dollar is really old. Zimbabwe dollar, you know, we saw how long that thing lasted. Those guys power blasted through it real fast. But the U.S. dollar is losing its value, and really, if it loses its global reserve currency, or if it stopped being the petrodollar, it would really go fast to lose its value. So it might be worth, you know, not keeping all your holdings in dollars.
Right.
Might be a good time.
Yeah, I mean, don't put all your eggs in one basket, but yeah, keeping them all in dollars would be just a guaranteed loss over time. And hyperinflation can happen very quickly. Now, it took 8 years, but inflation reached 500 billion percent. The largest banknote produced was 100 trillion Zimbabwe dollars.
100
That's a lot
trillion?
Of zeros.
I was thinking a 300 trillion was the highest they had.
Well, this is according to Bloomberg.
All right.
Foreign currencies became legal tender, however, in 2009. That initially stabilized the economy, but the strength of the dollar also made Zimbabwean manufacturing companies uncompetitive against lower-cost South African rivals. In November of 2017, Mugabe was ousted and replaced by Emmerson Mnangagwa. The new president pledged that Zimbabwe was, quote, open for business, but failed to address currency shortages and stagflation. The resulting lack of investment and scarce hard currency left people lining up outside banks, nor can the government pay for essential imports such as gasoline and wheat. Why would the government need to be paying for those things? I'm not sure.
It's kind of like corn in America. They subsidize, I'm guessing, anyway.
They could. In February, under the urge of Finance Minister Mithuli Nakube, the central bank did away with the insistence that bond notes and the RTGS trade on par with U.S. currency and instead created an interbank market. Despite this week's announcement, the RTGS has continued its decline. It traded at 13.5 to the dollar on Tuesday, according to data compiled by Bloomberg, bringing its fall this quarter to 69%. So already, this new Zimbabwe dollar is already dramatically falling in its value.
I wouldn't keep all your assets in Zimbabwe dollars either.
Nope. And Cube is the economist, supposedly, who's lectured at the University of Oxford, says, quote, the market was self-U.S. dollarizing. It was uncontrollable, and we felt that we needed to bring the situation under control. So what that means is they weren't able to print their own money, and they want to control people's money, so therefore they're going to start up printing presses again, rather than just letting things happen, letting the U.S. dollar become the dominant entity. Ordinary Zimbabweans have seen at least three rounds of fuel price hikes this year, and the cost of other goods, such as bread and beer, have risen markedly. Inflation officially is almost at 100%. And if you use black market rates, because, again, the government's always going to lie about their inflation rates, it's much higher if you look at those. G.A. Vanderlind, an analyst at the NKC African Economics in South Africa, in a note to clients said, quote, this is going to cause widespread panic among a highly sensitive consumer base, which could provoke social unrest. The country simply doesn't have the foreign reserves required to back its own currency. Moreover, there's nothing that stands in the way of the RBZ to create more money. And indeed, that's exactly what every central bank has ever done, ever, anywhere on the planet, is just keep printing. Because as long as you can force people to take the stuff, then you're screwing them over. You're destroying their savings. You're ruining their business. And also the politicians can get a little bit fatter and a little bit richer off the backs of absolutely everybody, which is it's tragic. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you dealing with overwhelming credit card debt? Then it's time to get rid of it. With a mortgage refinance from American Financing, you'll work with a salary-based mortgage consultant, so there's no pressure and no commission. No upfront fees either. I recommend American Financing because they continue to help customers save $1,000 or more each month without resetting their loan term. You may even be able to postpone up to 2 months of mortgage payments, creating an even greater upfront savings. Not a homeowner yet? Mortgage rates have been falling for the last few months, making it a great time to buy. Get started now by calling 888-804-0303. That's 888-804-0303. Or try their new digital mortgage at AmericanFinancing.net. You can download an instant pre-qualified letter, and you can complete the entire mortgage process online anytime, anywhere. 888-804-0303 or AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 1823-34. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in lines at Discord. LRN.FM. I want to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. It is a place where you can buy and sell Bitcoin Cash. If you're interested in getting into Bitcoin Cash, this is a way that you can accomplish that and do it with some relative anonymity. The site does not require any know-your-customer requirements. You don't have to show ID to sign up over at local.bitcoin.com. Plus, the conversations that you have between buyers and sellers are encrypted, and so therefore the site itself doesn't know what you're saying unless you decide to bring an arbitrator in which case then you give the arbitrator the ability to see those conversations. But by default, the site cannot know what you're talking about, which is pretty cool. Local.bitcoin.com is where you can go to get started. I've used it, and I've got actually a sell ad up there right now, as a matter of fact. So get on over to local.bitcoin.com. They've got dozens of payment methods, including PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, cash in person, and like a bunch of international ones I never heard of before. So go and check it out, local.bitcoin.com. Let's go to Jeff. He's in Texas. Coming up, the illegal lawn in Florida. But, Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, boys. I'm on the air.
Yes, you are.
I just want to say, first of all, big fan of you guys. Love your show. Watch it every other night.
Thanks.
And basically, I wanted to call because I wanted to talk about the new Facebook currency.
Yeah, now, the, what do you call it, the Libra?
Also, I see, yeah. And Dwight over here from Dunder Mifflin, he's been kind of quiet during the whole show. I like to hear
Dwight.
What he has to say. Yeah.
Radio. We're going to hit the dump button. See you later. 855. It was almost kind of funny calling you a... He was referring to you as a character from the television show The Office.
Incorrect.
Oh, is that what he meant by Dwight?
Dwight as a...
You
as
don't
a,
really look like Dwight, though.
No.
Oh.
Maybe if I parted my hair directly down the middle and shaved off my beard.
So, let's go to a story that Johnson, I actually asked you off the air if you knew that we had had John Stossel on the show, and you did not know that.
I did not know
but
that. I'll
over
go back
the
and listen.
Yeah, over the weekend on Saturday night, he gave us a whole hour of his time, which was really cool.
That's awesome.
Really cool guy. John Stossel, of course, for listeners that may not be familiar, he made a career for himself on the news, on ABC News.
How aware of this program has he been?
Of what program?
Free Talk Live.
How aware? I mean, he was on our show once before.
I mean, I'm just wondering, has he, you know, listened at all to anything, you know, like...
I mean, I doubt it.
I mean, I don't know.
He didn't tell us he's a big fan or anything like that. I mean, he certainly is aware that we exist. So without knowing that we'd had Stossel on, you happened to find a video that he published, I guess, today. This is pretty fresh. About a man in Florida who's being targeted over his lawn. And we'll just go ahead and jump right into the audio here from the Reason TV YouTube channel. So Stossel's doing work for Reason, but he's also doing his own thing, by the way, at johnstossel.com. He's got his own YouTube channel as well.
The city of Dunedin, Florida, wants to take this man's home.
Because I was tardy cutting the grass.
Jim Ficken's mom died, so he went to South Carolina to take care of her estate. City officials then started fining Ficken $500 a day because his grass had grown longer than 10 inches. Such fines add up.
This is a letter from the city attorney demanding $24,454.
Now the fine's up to $30,000.
That's asinine.
Ficken's neighbor can't believe he was fined so much.
Just for grass.
Because Ficken doesn't have 30,
well, believe 000. It, lady, because this kind of crap has been going on, you know, not just in Florida. Yeah, this is a Florida story, but there's rules like this all over the United States by all manner of officious bureaucrats and all manner of governments everywhere. And if you don't do what they say, they're going to take your house from you. Because if they fine you $47,000 or $100,000 or whatever the arbitrary amount is, and you don't pay the fine, guess what? They can then tax sale your house for the unpaid fine and steal the property right out from under you.
And what's interesting here, too, is that the direct neighbors are in support of this guy, right?
He's probably a good guy.
Yeah, but you can see how, I mean, I can see at least how not cutting one's lawn could be a problem.
Sure.
Even from a libertarian perspective, because if you let your lawn grow long enough and you have enough property, you're going to get mice,
sure,
snakes, rats, whatever, rats that start invading your neighbor's property.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're not taking care of your property. You are now damaging your neighbor's property by proxy. So I could see how that could be a problem even from a libertarian perspective. But when the neighbors don't care, what business of the government's is it?
It's $25,000 worth of business.
Apparently.
$40,000 worth
of
business.
They like money.
That's all it's about. It's about money. It's about obedience.
The city says it will foreclose on his home to collect the fine.
I was shocked. The town says you're kind of a public nuisance.
I got everything fixed and taken care of.
But you only get it fixed after they send warning after warning. The neighbors complain.
I guess I'm kind of a slob.
Why don't you just pay the fine?
$30,000. Do you have $30,000 lying around?
In every instance that the city asked him to do something, Jim did it.
Lawyer Ari Bargles defending Ficken again.
Let's just be clear. The city didn't ask him to do these things. Okay, this is the term that lawyers and, reporters will use. Oh, the city asked him to cut his... No, they didn't ask. They said, if you don't cut your lawn, you're going to keep accruing these $500 a day fines. And if you accrue enough fines, we're going to tax sale the house. We'll use the proceeds of the sale of the house to pay off the fake debt that they created. That's what it is. And it's not asking.
The city has gone nuclear. $500 per day for the violation.
These violation fees exist everywhere. It's not just Dunedin that's got $500 a day fines. You will find fees like that in Keene, New Hampshire, and you will find them in other places all around the country. That's boilerplate. That's like the standard amount,
right,
from what I've seen. Because they don't want you to think that you can, it's only $5 a day, no big deal, I can afford that. Going on.
Having tall grass, and now he's facing the loss of his home.
Dunedin's politicians wouldn't talk to us.
Why should they? It's not their obligation.
Right.
I mean, they don't have to answer any questions. It's not going to make them look good, that's for sure. It doesn't make them look good when they don't talk, but it'll look even worse if they actually try to talk to John Stossel.
Right.
You know? John Stossel ain't your average reporter. He's going to hammer these guys. If they've ever seen his work, they know better.
Don't you think that's overkill to take a man's house because he didn't mow his lawn?
Right. That's exactly what he would ask.
Yeah, they paid $25,000 for this public relations firm to speak to the media.
The new PR manager costing taxpayers $25,000 for just 1 month.
Well, don't worry. It was $25,000 for a month. We'll get it back from the homeowner. He's going to pay his fine, so it's not like we're really charging the taxpayers for this. Let's go on.
The PR firm says Dunedin has no desire to impose large fines. Their goal is just to ensure that Dunedin's a high-quality community.
Okay, so they've waived the fines, right? If they have no desire to do that. They're doing this against their desires. It's hurting them.
Yeah.
It's hurting them to send these invoices.
This will hurt us more than it's going to hurt you.
Yeah. We're doing this because we love you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Go fetch your switch, boy. This is Free Talk Live. If you want to share your thoughts on ridiculous regulations, please do. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are calls for the Labor Secretary to step down in connection with his role in a 2008 plea deal with accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. At that time, Secretary Alex Acosta was a federal prosecutor for Miami. He's accused of cutting victims out of the negotiations. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Acosta should resign.
He should step down, and the president should call him out. The president was aware of this case when he nominated him for the cabinet.
But the president says he didn't know about it.
I have to look at it very carefully, but you're talking about a long time ago. And again, it was a decision made, I think, not by him, but by a lot of people.
It was a mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 23 points, the S&P 500 up 4, and the NASDAQ up 43. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited. If you want to join us here, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Silver Dave.
We're talking about government regulations on what you thought was your property. Oh, you thought you could let
you
your
own it, yeah.
Yeah, you thought you could let your lawn go for a few weeks while you go and take care of your dying mother's estate. You know, she's dying. She's... Hey, you know, you forgot to hire somebody to cut the lawn while you were gone. You come home and you have a $20,000 bill on in your mailbox from the city of Dunedin, Florida, or the city of fill in the blank, wherever it is you happen to live, because I guarantee you there's stupid crap like this in your city ordinances. What's that? You haven't taken the time to sit down and read through all of the city ordinances? Well, welcome to the real world, where nobody does that crap. Not even the people who work for the city likely have read their own ordinances, but boy, when one of them will benefit them, they sure will find it, and they will use it against you. And Johnson, you brought this story in tonight, published today at the Reason TV channel on YouTube about this man. The government bureaucrats will not comment. Instead, the city council hired a PR firm to represent them for this case, of course, paying them with taxpayer dollars,
right.
In order to try to make it look like, Oh, yeah, we don't want to hurt this guy. Quote, the city of Dunedin has no desire to impose large fines. That's just what we're doing. Right. But we really don't want to do this. Look, we just want this man's obedience. We just want him to do what we say.
How much do you think a lawn service costs for a week? I mean, that's a
Florida?
Good business if you're making $30,000 a week, right? I mean,
yeah. Lawn service, what, $40 for cutting your average size lawn?
Right.
Something like that? Maybe 60 nowadays? Or so? I don't know. It's been a while since I've hired somebody to cut a lawn. Going on, though, here's more from John Stossel.
Is that the time frame? How long was the time frame where he got the $30,000?
They didn't make it clear.
Okay.
Not in this version of the story. Right. There may be a newspaper that did a more in-depth dive on this. Let's go on.
Those large fines. Their goal is just to ensure that Dunedin's a high-quality community.
That's right. You can't have grass over an inch or over 10 inches and have this be a high-quality community. The quality of the community goes down dramatically for every inch that your grass grows.
I can just see the policeman with a measuring tape going onto each person's lawn, measuring the length of the grass. Looks like you're a quarter of an inch long, Johnny.
Yep.
It's going to be a problem.
They probably, if they're like a lot of Florida cities, probably have their own code enforcers who do that stuff. Odds are it's not the cops themselves. It's people whose job it is to drive around. In Sarasota, where we're from, Johnson and I, you weren't raised there, but you spent a number of years there. They used to have these guys driving around just looking for things. So here in Keene, they don't really do that. It's usually like a complaint. They'll respond to a complaint, and then they'll go out and check on something. But there, they literally are going around 8 hours a day just eyeballing people's property, driving up and down streets so they can issue them threats and fines.
Imagine if that's your job. I feel like you may want to just buy a 7-foot piece of rope.
It's sad, but they probably get paid really well.
So I'm looking for more details about this based on looking at an article from the Tampa Bay Times. But here's an interesting little tidbit. Apparently, the same day that the city moved to foreclose on his property, Jim Ficken, who is 69 years old, filed a lawsuit against Dunedin and the members of its code enforcement board. But what he's seeking is $1 in nominal damages, attorney's fees, and injunctions that would relieve him of the fines.
That's wow.
So that's all he's countersuing.
He's like, leave me alone.
Yeah, that's all he's countersuing.
Population, by the way, of Dunedin is 36,500. So I didn't know even where it was. Apparently it's north of Clearwater, north of St. Petersburg.
Honestly, he should be asking them for $500 every day he has to deal with this.
Indeed.
And that's a much more worthy and reasonable cost, I think.
Let's give you some more audio here from the John Stossel report at Reason TV.
But if the politicians only cared about the quality of the lawns,
they could have done what their own ordinances permit them to do, which is hire a lawn service to come out and mow the grass and send Jim a bill for $150. But
yeah,
they didn't do that.
They could do that.
They absolutely can do that, but they didn't do that, and that's because they prioritize revenue collection.
They want the money.
It's pretty apparent that code enforcement is a major cash cow for the city of Dunedin.
Yeah.
11 years ago, Dunedin collected $34,000 in fines.
Ching.
Last year, $1.3 million.
Whoa!
I got a lawnmower in my yard. They violated me for a hole the size of a quarter in my stucco. They find people that they can pick on, and then they keep picking on them.
Dunedin put a lien.
That's right. That's how a bully works. When the bully roughs you up for some lunch money, if you cough it up, well, they know you're going to cough it up again.
I'll be back.
Okay, this guy's a pushover.
Yeah, so if they were fining him at a rate of $500 a day, and he
did
had $30,000 fines, that would be 2 months.
Yeah, two months. All right.
Did it take you 5 minutes to do that math?
No, I finally decided to actually do the math.
Circumference of polygon squared multiplied by my division calculus.
I was trying to read through this article to see if they actually mention the exact time frame, because I also don't know whether or not they were like charging interest and compounding those fines.
Good question.
Paying, so it's late. So
they would do that. Yeah. That's the kind of thing they would
do.
Exactly.
Sure.
Your fine would be $40, except that we do have a $100,000 processing fee.
Late fees. Here we go.
Exactly.
House. They say she owes them $32,000.
I mean, I can't tell you how many sleepless nights I've had because of the city of Dunedin. just trying to think of what to say to them. Just like, you have to leave me alone.
Kill yourselves.
Just a bunch of bullies.
That's what you should say to them.
Yeah. So Fick in here says they're a bunch of bullies, and that's exactly what they are.
Well, not to stand up to them, because to stand up to them requires expensive legal help.
Sure does.
Fick managed to get that legal help for free from the Institute for Justice.
Cool.
A law firm that defends individuals abused by government.
Right on.
Its lawyers, portraying themselves in this video as Western heroes ready to punish bad guys, say many cities now pad their budgets by imposing excessive fines.
The North Carolina city fined a local church $100 a branch for excessive tree pruning.
Private citizens are being essentially extorted by their governments and fined incredible amounts of money for really, really small violations.
And if you can't pay the fine, they'll take your home.
That's right.
The City of Dunedin Code Enforcement Board authorized the City Attorney's Office to file foreclosure actions.
The City Attorney of Dunedin in the last year has sought permission to...
Well, we didn't want to take the guy's house. It hurts us to take his property. We don't want to see anyone put out into the street. But that's exactly what they're willing to do.
They want to see horrible things. And it's like... You know, I don't actually necessarily want to see anything bad happen to any of these people in these...
The city council, you know, the enforcers. City council,
but I do want to see them quit their jobs immediately.
Please quit
It's like another one of these things. Yes. Quit your job.
Quit your job.
But they're rolling in cash.
Yeah, well... Yeah.
I mean, look, this is a beach community.
Bank robbers, can, if they get away with it, they roll in cash, too.
But the pendulum swings, and these guys can only not represent and steal from the people they claim to represent for so long before...
They can get away with it forever. What are they going to do?
You think so?
What are these people going to do? They can't sell their house because the city has put liens on the house. So if you try to sell the house, well, then guess what? So let's say it's a beach community, right? These might be some fairly valuable properties in general. You've acquired $40,000 in fines. Your home is worth $200,000. Somebody bids on it, you know, for $180,000 at, you know, whatever sale you try to do, and then you lose $40,000 out of that sale because the government comes in and takes it before you get anything out of it, as I understand it.
Yeah. Well, but I think that some point. These politicians and these, I want to call them scoundrels, but we call them politicians that claim to represent people, but are really just like stealing and lying. I feel like.
You think they get voted out?
I don't think voting is.
What's going to happen?
Well, I feel like at some point people are going to get fed up with not being represented and being charged increasing fees that eventually they're going to start saying no and really meaning it.
Are they going to stop paying property taxes?
Well, we're going to find out what happens in the future, because the future will tell itself.
Hey, let's just hope Dunedin doesn't find out the lesson that Granby, Colorado learned, which is, you know, you keep messing with individuals, sometimes they mess back.
We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's
That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-453, like freedom, and we got time for you. 855-450-3733. Our Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available over at discord.lrn.fm. And by the way, I want to say thanks to Joe Maraca, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier, meaning Joe contributes $25 a month to the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to contribute to what we do here, that is to say, helping us get on more radio stations. We have 205 radio affiliates coast to coast and beyond in the United States, as far away as Guam, as a matter of fact, that air this show at various different times throughout the week. We could have 300. It just takes money. It takes time. It takes effort. So you can help us advertise, market, and promote. Joe's going way above and beyond, you know, the
Joe's
call
a long timer.
Yeah, a long time amplifier. In fact, he was hanging out with us at ForkFest this year, which was super cool. And you can do it for $5 a month. That's what we ask for over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal. You can use credit card and Bitcoin BTC. You'll get some cool perks like access to the supporters chat rooms on our Discord server. There's also a Facebook group for those of you still hanging out on Facebook. It's actually a pretty decent group there. So get on over to amp.freetalklive.com, please, and thank you for doing that. It makes a big difference for us. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. A little bit more here from the Stossel video about a man, but not the only man, just the latest man, who's being targeted by a town in Florida. Not the only town in Florida that does this. Not the only place in, you know, Florida's not the only state. This happens everywhere. And it always happens to people who sort of like blindly stumble into it. They're like, my God, I can't believe this is happening to me. Well, I'm glad that you were able to get through your life so without disruption, that you were so innocently not aware of all of the tyranny that has been going on around you. Because, buddy, you aren't the first and you won't be the last. there's this kind of crap happens all the time. I remember another Florida story out of Orlando a few years back, several years. They were going after a young couple because they planted a garden in their front yard. Oh, you can have the garden. It just needs to be behind a fence. So it needs to be either in the backyard or if it's on the side yard, it's got to be behind a fence. We don't want to see your garden.
Right.
This is about the community, okay? We don't want to see your vegetables. It sounds ridiculous, but that's what was happening to these people. So I'm glad this guy was able to have such a nice life and, you know, get into retirement age without ever having to have the government screw with him like this. But this happens to so many people, and they're helpless. They interviewed this other lady in here. She's like, yeah, I owe $33,000. They say I owe her $30,000. They went after her for, like, a hole in her stucco and a couple other nonsense so-called violations. And how's she going to pay it? She didn't look like the most wealthy lady. You know, this is a beach community, but beach communities have their poor sections of town, too. And as they pointed out here, if you pay anything, then they're just going to keep finding problems, so you'll keep paying the fines and keep jumping through their hoops.
Foreclose on 18 properties.
That violates the Eighth Amendment, says the Institute for Justice. It not only protects us from cruel and unusual punishment,
but right next to that in the Eighth Amendment is a protection to be free from excessive fines. Our founders, they recognize that the ability to fine...
Well, how do you define excessive? What does it mean to be excessive? I mean, $500 a day, it's just... That's what they're trying to just... It's there to dissuade people. We don't really want to fine them. It's just... We want to dissuade them from doing the things that we say are bad with our property, meaning the government's property, because, you know, it's not really yours. If you stop paying taxes, they're going to take your house from you.
Is the ability to cripple. And it's one of the ways, other than incarceration, that government can really oppress.
If governments can, they will. So we should be grateful for the Eighth Amendment. It protects us from excessive fines. And
it's doing a great
more
job.
Excessive than politicians taking your home. Because you didn't cut your grass.
Well, hopefully, this IJ lawsuit will actually get to the point where maybe it could overturn that regulation. But what would that do? Would it actually make it so every other jurisdiction in the United States that's got a $500 a day fines all of a sudden going to update that to $5? $50?
Right.
Where is excessive? Where do they draw the line on that? Has that ever been done? Has there ever been a lawsuit that has gone so far as to actually, you know, set some sort of precedent in this area? Because if it did, the people in Dunedin didn't hear about it because they still have a $500 a day fine.
And then do they make it as a percentage of your income? You know, like, what are they, you know, like, oh, it's not excessive if you're...
Well, yeah, that's all we need now is the government, local government to know what your income is.
Right.
So, I don't know. I mean, I'm interested to see how this particular case shakes out. I don't know if we'll get an update on it because, you know, we don't know if this... A lot of times when a news report happens, you don't always get the follow-up on that news report. You don't get the 2 years later, oh, by the way, here's what happened with this man with the lawns court case. As interesting as it would be, and, you know, if you're in the Dunedin area and you happen to see any updates on this case, please send them our way, because I would love to see, you know, it's great that IJ's picked this up. I would like to know, has IJ, which is, by the way, the Institute for Justice, as they mentioned, it's a great organization. We run ads for them gratis on the Free Talk live streams because they do good work. They're an actually pretty liberty-friendly organization. They do a lot of stuff like this where they take somebody who can't afford an attorney who's being just crapped on by the local governments or state governments or federal government, and they defend them in court. Has this happened previously with you know, these ridiculous fines? And if so, what were the results? I mean, honestly, I don't know. I have not followed, you know, it's rare, like I said, that you can follow one of these situations all the way through to the end. Sometimes they'll resolve themselves with, like, a settlement, right? So that could be something that the Dunedin case does. So if they're suing... Or counter-suing. I don't remember. I don't know, Johnson, if you recall, or maybe you saw it in the Tampa Bay article. But is IJ counter-suing on this, or is it just they're defending him in this particular court case?
He said he wasn't counter-suing, so it was with the dollar, right? So does not sound like he's countersuing at all.
So this is just a defense. They're just defending him in the case brought against him in this case. So what they could do is they could just come to an agreement and they could be like, all right, look, this has been a lot of long process and we're willing to settle. Okay. Nobody wants to go to trial on this. Nobody wants to go to trial. It's expensive. It's going to be expensive for us. It's going to be expensive for the taxpayers. It's going to be expensive for you, IJ. How about we just call it a day? Mr. What's his name? I forget his last name at this point, but if a homeowner, he can just cut a check for $5,000 and or 500. They'll lower the amount to some amount that makes it so they get their blood out of the stone.
Just a little.
And then they can make the fines go away. We'll go ahead and waive the rest of the fines. Just go ahead and pay. That way you're admitting you were wrong. That way you're admitting that you owe us, that we're in charge of your property. And then we don't have to go all the way. Nobody wants to go to the Supreme Court. That could take years. And it would avoid them having a judgment against them. It would avoid the city losing the case. It would avoid the potential.
They look bad.
Right, well,
and it would be hard for them to keep doing this to people.
It could overturn the idea of a $500 a day fine. Now, again, the Supreme Court, of course, wouldn't have any obligation to answer that question. If they did end up, let's say, going to trial, let's say dude wins or loses either way, and it gets appealed by either side, and it ends up going to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court can reject the case entirely. They're not obligated in any case to actually take the case, as I understand it. And if they do take on the case, they can sort of decide what questions of law to really address in that case. Again, if I'm wrong about this, I'm not an attorney. Please correct me on this. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So even if this case got to the Supreme Court, it may not actually set the precedent that everybody hopes that it might set, because the Supreme Court might just ignore that. They might just answer a different question of law about that. So, I mean, the odds that this is, it's again, I'm grateful to see IJ take this on. It has the potential to do something. At the very minimum, they're giving this guy the ability to defend himself, and that's awesome. And they're a good organization because of that. They've done other cases. I think they were in the Kelo decision in New London when they were stealing people's properties from them for that commercial construction that they did years ago. I don't know if you guys remember that case, but it was an amazing case that set a terrifying precedent where they basically the courts ruled that the government can steal your property and give it to a private developer.
Oh, you're talking about the Kelo case.
The Kelo case, yeah, out of New London. I think IJ took that case on, and unfortunately they lost it. So we continue tomorrow night. You can join us online between now and then. Check out Johnson on his website, libertyminded.com. Order official Free Talk Live t-shirts, some other cool Liberty gear. And we'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.